The Gemara daf some zayin what else ends on the ma'aser with Yashka. The Gemara says v'chein aslo leben satada belud the talu be'av Pesach. So he was killed on our Pesach. In fact, the Gemara ben satada ben padirahu. Why calling him ben satada? His father's name was Pandira. So Amar v'chisa baal satada baal Pandira. The baal, the husband was baal was satada, but the baal's name was Pandira. In fact, the Gemara baal papas ben Yehuda. The baal was papas ben Yehuda, not satada. La'ema imai. Satada. So Gemara says Satada maybe was his mother's name. In fact, Gemara Imai is Mary Magdala Neshaya. Havoy. His mother's name was also not Satada. It was Mary Magdala Neshaya. So why are you calling her Satada? So Gemara answers, Kadami Pumbadisa Satas Dami Baila. Really, her name was Mary Magdala Neshaya, but you called her Satada. I'll shame the znus that she did, because Satada is a lashon of Satas Dami Baila, that she was Saita, she went away from her husband. Now, the question is, why does she get this new name of Satada because she was Mizana? Why is she called Bchal? Why does she get a new name because of that? Does every woman who's Mizana get a new kinui? And if she is called Hashem, the business just call her Saita. Why are you calling her Satada? And what's the Hadgasha bear? Satas Dami Baila. She was Saita from her Baal. Every Isha Saita goes away from her Baal, but that's not what the word Saita means. The word Saita, Rashi and Chumash, is a Lashon Ki Sista Ishtai. Is a lashon of Rashi says ki sista taught midarchei hatznius. She went away from darchei hatznius. So the going away is from darchei hatznius, not going away from baila. Why over here is it called al shem baila? What's the hadgash over here of the baal? And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be that her baal, the name of her baal was Papas ben Yehuda. The Gemara in Gittin tells us the end of Gittin Naftzadi. The Gemara says that Papas ben Yehuda had a midah ra because he was. The Gemara says what he would do is zu midas papas ben Yehuda shan noil b'fnei eshto v'yaitze. When he would leave the house, he would lock the door so his wife shouldn't go out. And Rashi explains that papas ben Yehuda was baila shemir megala neshaya because she yaitze mi beisa l'shuk noil das b'fnei eshto t'tav l'chadim. He would lock the door so in order that she should not speak to anyone. Umidas shena again is zu shemitach kach even the chenesus v'nei mizan atachtav. So it's like Rashi that he was wrong because he was too harsh with his wife. He would lock the door so she shouldn't speak to anyone while he was gone. And because of that, that caused Eva between them, and she ended up being Mizana. So he was too machmer on not allowing her out at all. And because of what he did, because he locked her up, that's what brought about the znus. So Anichanam, she was Mizana, but the znus really came from her baal. He was the one that was blamed for the znus. So it could be for that reason she's not just called Saita, but she's called Satada, which is Satas Dami Baila, that the Znus that she did, Taka came from the Baal. The Baal was responsible, not just that she went away from the Baal, but it was Taka Mi Baal was from the Baal. The Baal was the Garim, because of that Mida Papas Ben Yehuda. And Mimela, that's why they use this name of Satada to describe her.